Good morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency office with this week's USDA report. Well, today I'm going to start off with the 2014 acreage reporting date. In order for producers to comply with FSA program eligibility requirements, they are encouraged to visit their local FSA office to file an accurate crop certification report by the July 15th deadline. Producers are encouraged to phone ahead and make an appointment to certify. But if you would like to pick up your maps prior to certifying, you can just give our office a call so that we can have your maps pulled and you can take them home and write in your crops and your planting dates at your own leisure. The next topic this morning is for market assistance loans for 2013. This coming Monday is the final date to make a request to seal any 2013 crop corn or soybeans. So if you want to obtain a 9-month loan at a low interest rate, you need to act by this coming Monday. The current interest rate is 1 1/8% and will remain the same for the duration of the loan. So if you're interested in obtaining a market assistance loan, just give us a call here at the FSA office. This would be applicable to all counties in Iowa. Next topic is a soybean referendum. USDA is currently conducting a soybean referendum to determine if producers want to continue the soybean checkoff program as they have it today. Eligible producers must certify and provide documentation that shows that they produced soybeans and paid an assessment during the period between January 1, 2012 through December 31st in 2013. Producers may obtain that form by mail, fax, or in person from any county FSA office through tomorrow, Friday the 30th, or the forms are available online at the Agricultural Marketing Service website. That's the Agricultural Marketing Service website. Remember that final date is tomorrow, May 30th. Now let's get into some disaster programs, and we have a list of five or six of them going on right now. The first one that I'm going to remind you about is the Livestock Disaster Forage Program. This one provides assistance to eligible producers who sustained grazing losses in the years 2012 and 2013 due to drought. Payments are made on the number of head of livestock that they had on hand at the time of the eligible event and are based upon the available pasture. The eligible livestock must have been used for food production, so this includes beef, dairy, sheep, and goats, and in certain cases could include horses. Audubon and Cass both were eligible for 4 months' worth of payment in 2012. But according to the drought monitor, only Audubon was eligible for 1 month in 2013. So producers in both counties would be eligible for 2012 for 4 months' worth of payment, but only producers in Audubon County are eligible in 13. LIP, or the Livestock Indemnity Program. This program provides assistance to eligible producers that sustained excessive death losses due to adverse weather conditions in the calendar years 2012, 13, or 14. So this would be for death losses in excess of normal mortality. ELAP is the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish. And this program provides assistance to eligible producers of livestock, honeybees, and farm-raised fish who suffered excessive losses due to disease, severe weather, blizzards, or wildfires. If you have any of these programs that you think that you may have questions on, please give us a call on these livestock indemnity type programs. We also have a program for TAP, or Tree Assistance Program. This provides assistance to qualifying orchardists and nursery tree growers to replant or rehabilitate crops damaged by natural disasters. Nursery trees include ornamental, fruit, nut, as well as Christmas trees that are produced for commercial sale. Trees used for pulp or timber are not eligible. And the last one is the SURE program, or the Supplemental Revenue Assistance Payments Program. And this is for 2012 crop losses caused by natural disasters, which occurred up to September 30th of 2011. And I stress that September 30, 2011, because those crops had to be planted for the 2012 harvest by September 30th. This means that the producers who planted crops with a final planting date of October 1st of 2011 or later, such as your corn and beans and oats for 2012, cannot meet the eligibility requirement and will not be eligible for the 2012 SURE program. So this is basically for your small grains that would be seeded in the fall, such as your wheat, your barley, or your rye. Again, the final date to apply for that SURE program is August 29th, 2014. Producers wishing to obtain more information for these programs are encouraged to contact their local FSA offices. Here in Audubon, that phone number is 712-563-4261, extension 2. In Atlantic, the number is 712-243-1377, extension 2. Or you may go online at www.fsa.usda.gov/sure. For more information and clarification on any of FSA's programs, always feel free to contact your local FSA office. Again, here in Audubon, 563-4261, or Atlantic, 243-1377. Both of us have extension 2 for our access. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA report. Tune in next week at the same time for more updates from USDA.